This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Wizard Radio time. The DJ. Okay, rewind. DJV show. Hi. The Duckster is here with Jen Jen and Victoria. There's no abbreviation. There's no nickname. There's nothing except Victoria. All right. Victoria Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. We're ready for another hour on the Wednesday programs, July the 17th. See, I got a couple of things up my sleeve, including how the deficit is getting to be as high as it is. I have some speculative info as to why we are yet another $1 trillion in the hole. But before we get that discussion going, the important discussion is certainly all about the arm wrestling on the floor at the United States Capitol in Washington. There are a series of exchanges going on, and if you want a good seat, you better run for office. All right, so Jennifer, would you like to bring us to the floor to give us the background, the info, the update on the floor fight?
Yeah, this was really, really crazy yesterday in Washington, D.C. So this was after, and we don't need to necessarily relitigate again, but the president sent out those tweets over the weekend, targeted at the four congresswomen who now call themselves the squad. Ayanna Pressley from Massachusetts. You've got Rashida Tlaib from Michigan. Ilhan Omar from Minnesota.
You really can't say Massachusetts, can you?
No. And Alexandria, and I won't because I know it bothers you. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from New York.
That bothers me, too. You're going to not say that her name?
No, I'm always going to say her name. Okay. So, after these tweets were put out there, President Trump doubled down and said, look, I'm saying these people are anti-American. If they don't like it, they can go back to where they came from.
They can
fix
love it.
Yeah, pound sand, essentially. And so these women had a press conference. They called President Trump a racist, and they wanted to start impeaching him. So Nancy Pelosi, who is trying to keep her party together, decided that they would go down the path of censuring the president, condemning his comments officially on the floor of the House of Representatives. So here they are. Yesterday, all the House members, Democrats and Republicans, on the floor. Nancy Pelosi's on the floor. She is speaking, and she's speaking out in favor of this resolution condemning these racist comments by President Trump. Now, at the very end of what she said, she called the president racist, and she said, we need to condemn him or we're not really doing our jobs here. I'm paraphrasing. Now, as soon as she said that, the congressman, Doug, I'm forgetting his name. He stood up. You've seen him before. He was all over the committees with the Attorney General Bill Barr. He stands up and he says, you know, you can't say that. You're out of order because there is a rule in the handbook at the House of Representatives that says no member, no representative can say negative or disparaging remarks about the President of the United States. This rule has lasted been in the books for 200 years. So because of that, Pelosi's words, and she was ticked about that, were eventually ruled out of order, and the majority leader, Steny Hoyer, who's the number two behind Nancy Pelosi, announced a decision from the House parliamentarian, because the punishment for being out of order is that you can't speak for the rest of the day. It's like a like that's your timeout. Right. So Steny Hoyer said yesterday, the words used by the gentlewoman from California contained an accusation of racist behavior on the part of the president. The words should not be used in debate. So he calls her out of order. Meanwhile, Representative Cleaver, who is actually overseeing all of this, is trying to get everybody to vote on whether or not Nancy Pelosi was out of order. And everybody was so chaotic at the scene, he finally just said, He finally just
to Beaver the Cleaver.
No, this is Emmanuel. He actually says, "I'm out of here," and he leaves for seeing the floor, leaves the chair at the top of that little pyramid out. He's a Democrat from Missouri. He just walked out. He was frustrated by everybody. So they came back. They decided to vote again on whether or not to condemn the president. That did pass on party lines, so they did actually end up condemning him. But it was just a mess. It was quite the chaotic day. After Cleaver abandoned the chair, there's been no, by the way, no moment like that. There's been no precedent for that set in modern congressional history to have somebody actually declare that they're out, and they vacated their chair. So it was quite the day. A little interesting if you're a C-SPAN watcher, because most of this doesn't make the mainstream news. But of course, yesterday, after all of this blew up, it sure did.
Well, the prize-winning historian who has studied all of the presidents from the beginning till now, his name is, I had that, it's like I did this. Oh, Meacham. His name is John Meacham. He says that President Trump is tied for the number one spot in a category that Andrew Johnson is one in and Trump is two in. And he says that Johnson and Trump are the most racist presidents in American history. So that made the rounds yesterday. Presidential rankings by historians.
I think that's really irresponsible to say when there are many presidents who own slaves, but in any case.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
It was all part of the polarized place we are.
Exactly. It's all the rhetoric, and people can say whatever they want. Is it true? And then Mitch McConnell was on the floor of the Senate saying, "Hey, guys, calm down. What the heck is what? You can't have these conversations." He was a lot of news media pelting him with questions about the president's calls for the four lawmakers to go back to places where they came from, and he stands up with his wife, who is Asian. Is she Chinese? What is she, his wife?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
I think she's Chinese, Asian, whatever. And my wife is
she came here. She immigrated here, so that's why they asked him that question. And he said, "Look, I'm a big fan of people immigrating here. She did it the right way. She came here. She learned the language. She assimilated, and she's living the American dream." Clearly, anybody would that's married to Mitch McConnell. I mean, that's the ultimate American dream, isn't it?
depending on. Which bug has bitten you?
I'm sure that they have a happy marriage and whatever, but sometimes I look at them and just the optics.
I do too.
Yeah, and sometimes I think, right, did he order her from a catalog? Like, sometimes I just that's wonder bad, about the but, two of them. Yeah. Well, you know, they have mail order brides from other countries.
She's kind very of wealthy, like. Actually. I think that's
she's got a lot more money than he has.
Yeah.
Why? But how'd she get rich?
Her family.
What does her family do?
Shipping. I don't know. That's why they call them cocaine.
I think
Mitch,
shipping,
because,
right? I think
it's shipping containers and stuff. Yeah.
They
call them cocaine Mitch because one of the containers that her family was owned was shoved full with cocaine and being brought here. Not that he knew about that. There's no proof about that. But they were bringing drugs into the country on one of their chow containers. Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, anyway, this is...
But what Mitch said, I think, was actually something that made a lot of sense, and that is, he said, from my perspective, he's right, he said the president's absolutely not a racist. He said, but the rhetoric that's happening on both sides of the aisle needs to calm down a bit, that it needs to cool, and that is the most common sense thing that I think most people have said.
We overuse, the term racist is overused like a lot of other condemnations, but... Is Trump guilty of bad judgment in this case? I think you can make a case for that.
Many are arguing that he's doing this purposely so that he can paint these women as the new face of the Democratic Party. Mm-hmm. And if he did it strategically, I'm not saying that he did, but if that is indeed true, he has done a great job elevating these women over Nancy Pelosi.
But at what cost? Is it only about being elected? Is that it?
Well, I think that's frustrating to me.
What have we seen from the Democrats? And I want to hear what you have to say, Kara, but the Democrats have done nothing but oppose him. So, yeah, it's all about politics. It's not about actually doing anything.
They're wasting too much time just reacting to him. They've become so reactionary. There's plenty to react to. I think he makes ridiculous statements. I do believe he has a long history of making racist statements. So they just keep reacting over and over to the next tweet storm. And we're not getting anything done. Just accept the fact that we have a racist president, if that's what you believe, or not, and try to get some stuff done now, because we've got a lot of problems in this country, and he's one of them. But we've got to move on, and the country has got to be bigger than one person in one office. It has to be.
I don't know.
It's just frustrating how this actually impacts normal citizens, because we kind of sit here and laugh about, oh my God, they're not doing anything. Like, why are they just sitting there yelling at each other? But I think for a lot of people in this country, a lot of immigrants who came here legally, a lot of minorities who were born in this country, the reaction that I've seen and why they're frustrated is because they've, you know, many, many people in this country have been told, oh, go back where you came from, just because someone doesn't like them or they don't know anything.
It's become the go-to. It's like the go-to, just like being called
a racist. That's also
I think that's
go-to.
Why it's frustrating, because it comes from the president, so I think it perpetuates that a little bit. I don't think anyone is doing the job that they should be doing, and I just get frustrated because I think the Trump office is very bad at handling the things that they say. Like Kellyanne Conway, in the middle of a press conference yesterday, was asked a legitimate question by a reporter, and she responded by asking, what's your ethnicity? I don't know.
She is so off the mark. I can't stand her. Why she still has a platform is beyond
me. One other thing,
well,
she has a platform because it gets, results, whatever the results are, whether you don't like the results, but she gets results. I'm going to call your attention to the fact that most people are not very good at history. Jennifer said something that may be the keystone of what we've talked about so far. The historian that said, his name is Meacham, that Trump was number two on the racist list is so full of himself or so full of it. If you go back to people like Polk, you know, some of the names you don't even recognize who were presidents of our country before and after, to a lesser extent, but certainly before the Civil War, the racism, I mean, that was real racism. Not that there isn't racism going on today, because there is. It's race baiting more than racism. But these people...
That's actually a very good way of putting it. That's actually, I think that's probably the best I've heard anyone categorize it. It's race baiting. That's exactly it.
You go back to some of these people before the Civil War, between the War of 1812 and the Civil War, there were some real rotten characters who were present. Remember, they didn't have a way of getting around. People voted for these people based on namesake only. We think we do a bad job today of voting for people just because we recognize their name. You go back to some of these characters that were around, there were four or five presidents that were awful. I mean horrible human beings. And then you compare...
Yeah, but President Trump tweets, you know, and everybody goes nuts. So
yeah, well,
you must be the most racist.
That's the era.
Identity politics is what it is. That's what it is. Is that when we don't like something that someone says they're Hitler, they run concentration camps and they're
words.
Racist. Right.
Sticks and stones will break my bones, but names will never hurt me. Let's see if
that's not true.
How far that goes.
I don't think that's true at all.
I'm throwing it out there for people in terms of how to... resolve or at least move on, because I think McConnell, I don't agree with much of what he says, but yeah, moving on would be a nice thing to do. Let's move on now, speaking of that, to the healthiest choice around for those of you who are weight loss buffs, who want energy, who want good support from the company that is providing you with a product to lose weight. Let's look seriously at Calitren, Calotren. Calitren is the healthiest, most natural way to lose weight. You don't have to go on a crash diet. You don't have to take any drugs. There's no stimulants, nothing that will give you the jigaboo. It is just calming and a wonderful way to make the weight go away. It's not like, poof, you got to do a little something. Calitren requires you to take four of the capsules before you go to bed at night. And then the weight loss starts because Calitrin is putting collagen into your body, and that's how you lose the weight. You need collagen. It's your natural protein that moves the weight around, gives you a little lean muscle, all that good stuff. Toploss.com is the website. Special deal using the DJ V-Box. The Summer Sizzler, $20 off the 90-day supply and free shipping. Use the code DJV to lose the weight at Toploss.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Running wild and free, I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows.
Coming up to 24 after. Violins are playing.
And how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart.
See, for me, this voice is pure country. For me, this represents what country music is all about, not some of the stuff that we hear today from some of these poppy artists. This is real country. This, for me, anyway, it is. And so we start the music portion of this hour with Brooks and Dunn and their induction into the Hall of Fame this fall. And ahead of that, story of Brooks and Dunn from aspiring solo artist to the best-selling country duo of all time. I did not know that, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new country exhibit at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. Opens up next month. Brooks and Dunn, Kings of Neon, will spotlight dozens of the awards presented to them from 92 to 2006 for the display of their Grammy Award, CMA Award, ACM trophies. This song is called Neon Moon, right, Kara?
Yeah, the one I was just playing was. This
right.
One is
yeah,
Believe.
Now, this is Proud of the House We Built.
This one's Believe.
This is Believe. Ah!
Yeah.
I don't know Brooks and Dunn. I just know that Jennifer likes them. But I
do. The lead singer, the voice that you're talking about, is typically Ronnie Dunn. He usually does more of the lead vocals.
Kix Brooks is the other one.
Mm-hmm.
The exhibit features custom guitars, one-of-a-kind stageware, racing suits that the two of them wore. They drove 5/8 scale Legends Race Car in the 1990s, as well as Dunn's early draft of the lyrics to their number one hit, Red Dirt Road. Brooks and Dunn, Kings of Neon, running through July of next year. Through the run, the exhibit will be accompanied by special museum programs, including an in-depth conversation with the two of them and their longtime manager, Clarence Spalding, titled Proud of the House We Built. Conversation will include personal memories, stories related to the exhibit. The conversation scheduled for live conversation for Saturday, August 24th at 2 in the CMA Theater. Tickets available to the public beginning at 10 o'clock this Friday. So if you're a Brooks and Dunn fan and you want to do a little traveling, there you go. All right. While we're
I don't think there's a bigger band in country music. It'd be a good one.
Yep. All right. Well, Alabama's pretty big.
Alabama's big.
Alabama's big. Up next, Musicians Hall of Fame and Museum, which recognizes the contributions of performers, producers, and others in rock and roll country music, announced its class of inductees for this year. Alabama and Steve Wariner represent the country field, in addition to producers Billy Sherrill and Owen Bradley. Most people don't know them, but they're a big time in the country world. The inductees this year will be honored with a concert at the Symphony Center in Nashville on the 22nd of October. In addition to these two, well, the Alabama group includes Jeff Cook, Teddy Gentry, and Randy Owen. Don Everly, the Everly Brothers, is the guy who played the guitar for the two of them, will be in the iconic Riff Award. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. There we go. Yep. The Rascals keyboardist Felix Cavalieri, a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Songwriters Hall of Fame, also being inducted. The late Owen Bradley. Well, yeah, this is my music. Hit it! Good loving. All right, so this is all the Musicians Hall of Fame pre-sale tickets on sale the 2nd of August for the members of the Musicians Hall of Fame and Museum. Tickets on sale for the public August 5th via the Schwerman Hall. Is that how you pronounce it? Schwermerhorn?
Sounds good to me.
Schwermerhorn? Schwermerhorn, yeah, okay. This is my, yeah, this is fab. You can crank this up as we go out here, Kara. 28 after the hour.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Almost entirely along party lines, the U.S. House has passed a resolution condemning President Trump's recent tweets about four Democratic women in Congress. The Democratic resolution refers to Trump's comments as racist after he said the lawmakers should go back to their countries. The Democratic women are all American citizens, only one having been born outside the U.S. But Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says of the Democratic resolution,
they're solely focused on doing whatever they can to stop this president instead of, frankly, working on what can help the country.
Retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens has died at 99. Back in 2010, then-President Barack Obama said of him,
he's worn the judicial robe with honor and humility. He has applied the Constitution and the laws of the land with fidelity and restraint.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Look at what time it is, 34 after the hour, Wednesday, the 17th. I promise I'm going to get to at least some of the reasons we're $1 trillion in debt more now than we were last year at this time. But first, Victoria has the story of El Chapo.
Yeah, today's
Mr. Guzman, that's right. Today is the big day for El Chapo. He will receive his sentencing in at a hearing in New York, and he has already been charged with drug trafficking, money laundering, weapons offenses, which all carry a mandatory life sentence. Oh, he's wonderful. Great. And his wife has just, you know, his wife, remember, she sat in the courtroom and winked at him and smiled, even while his mistress was testifying that on the stand about all their relationship, and the wife just sat there, and, you know, she took one for the team. So if the sentence is going to be life, if the sentence will be life in prison, which every indicator shows that that's exactly the way it's going to go, then he's going to spend his final days, he's 62 years old now, he'll spend his final days in a maximum security prison in Colorado. That prison has actually been called the Alcatraz of the Rockies. And, of course, there are already jokes being made on social media. If there's one person who can get off of Alcatraz, it's El Chapo. He famously escaped Mexican prisons twice in 2001, and then again 14 years later in 2015. So hopefully they'll be checking all the security protocols if he ends up in Colorado. Right now, he's being held and has been held in a windowless room in a Manhattan detention center right next to the courtroom. Essentially, they didn't put him in Rikers because that would require a trip up and back down the FDR every day. So they've just been keeping him in this detention center, which is basically it's a building that has no windows. It's a concrete building, so it's like a bunker. So hopefully he'll have similar treatment in Alcatraz of the Rockies.
Be interesting to see what there are, whether you know it or not, the wardens that take care of prisoners like El Chapo get bonuses. Did you know that? That some of the wardens in the federal system get big bonuses. Matter of fact, last year the federal prison system paid almost $2 million in bonuses to the top executives and wardens. Chronic staffing shortages, sharp critiques of prison management, and still the payments, depending on who you are, range from $5,400 to $23,000 a year per person. Largest sums went to the leadership team, $20,000 to the U.S. Bureau of Prisons acting director, and wardens of prisons who confront what union officials describe as dangerous shortages of guards. Who'd want to be a guard in one of these prisons? What kind of...
I'm assuming it probably pays pretty well. If you live locally and you need a job, I understand.
Yeah, and the day-to-day would be probably safer than being out on the streets, wouldn't it? Wouldn't you think?
It depends. The place where Whitey Bulger went, when he was killed, the guy who runs that prison, Joseph Coakley, got a $20,000. Maybe it's because of someone give you $20,000 to make sure we get rid of Whitey Bulger. He got killed when he got moved there last year. Mr. Coakley retired this year. I got an additional $34,000 paid out during the last couple of years for his work at two other prisons, the Hazleton Prison and Beckley in West Virginia. So anyway, this is the shortage is something. All right, so you want to know where the $1 trillion comes from? There's part of it right there. Federal deficit probably surpasses $1 trillion this year, added to the almost 21 that we had before. So it would be almost $22 trillion. And this is one of the major complaints I have against Trump, who, when he came into office, I mean, we all know that Obama didn't do us any favors. Since the war in Iraq, and nobody wants to remember this who loves George Bush, we had an even playing field. There was no deficit when Clinton got out of office, and there wasn't any until we went into Iraq. And then it was $3 trillion, and you count the years since 2003 when we went into Iraq, and every year, pretty much, we've averaged $1 trillion. And a lot of it has gone to Afghanistan. Somebody was talking the other day about not only has Afghanistan cost us billions and billions of dollars, but more so even than in Iraq, the number of soldiers who have lost their limbs or lost their lives, the numbers in Afghanistan far exceed in proportion to the number of men sent there far exceed the averages that came out of Iraq. And what do
the
we
type
have
of fighting was so
the
different.
The Taliban is still beheading people. That they're doing, they're exactly the same. What the hell are we still there for? I think it is, and people who acknowledge men and women who go into the service, thank you for your service, do you even know what that means? Do you know, and why people decide to go in, I mean, I get that sometimes there's no other choice, and that's kind of a sad reality in and of itself, but going there and having your arms and legs, I mean, it is, for what? What are we giving our money, limbs, people's lives for? Good God. And we're so busy fighting about this stupid stuff on the Senate and House floor, calling people names, instead of dealing with the real nitty-gritty here. This is the worst. There's never been a budget deficit like this. $22 trillion? You don't even understand. It's never going to get paid off, ever. So it's 17% more than it was last year.
That's a huge increase.
It really is.
I know it's military spending and things like that. It is. That's a big increase.
Well, there's little bits and pieces. You know, this business on the border isn't exactly cheap. And that's another one of the things that's floating around. The Trumpsters have unveiled a new rule that will make it harder for migrants arriving at the southern border to seek asylum. I'm all for this. Called the Joint Interim Final Rule. Announced by the Department of Homeland Security, agencies are going to add a new bar to eligibility for asylum seekers who didn't apply for protection at least one third. I don't understand this. One third country before they come here. So what does that mean? You leave El Salvador, you're going to apply in Ecuador,
actually,
or what does that mean?
No, it's UN. It's UN rule actually that America is now conforming to. And what it means is, when you seek asylum, no matter where you are, it could be Central America, or the Middle East, wherever, you're supposed to go to the nearest country to you that offers safety and protection. You can't just
We explained that yesterday a little bit.
Right. Yeah. If you're in Syria, you can't just say, "Well, Canada sounds nice." You need to go to Saudi Arabia instead, so, you know, or whatever it might be. So there you go.
Yeah. All right. It's like Crazyville. Ah. So let's celebrate something really swell today, shall we? It's National Hot Dog Day. Woo-ah! Started by the North American Meat Institute. That is a surprise.
You worked there before, didn't you?
Back in 1991. I'm not touching that. It began being promoted, organized by the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Who knew there was a National Hot Dog and Sausage Council? The day coincides with the annual hot dog lunch at Capitol Hill, which is also sponsored by the North American Meat Institute. Lunch, which has taken place for decades, is a large hot dog picnic attended by lawmakers, administration officials, Capitol Hill staff. So is the president showing up at this? He likes hot dogs.
I'm sure.
I have a couple. I like to think of them. When I was a kid, we had relish and onions on them.
You must still like hot dogs, don't you? Because you're into pork products.
Well, is that what's in a hot dog? I thought the hot dog was
beef. You can get pork hot dogs. You can get all beef. You can get chicken, turkey, soy. Yeah.
Soy? Ah. All right, anyway, the local retailer sponsoring deals of the day. So if you got a hot dog store near you, you can probably get a hot deal on a hot dog. The hot dog. It's supposed to be called a Frankfurter because it was made in Frankfurt, Germany first. And then, you know, it's the Vienna, you hear about Viennese sausages. That's where the sausage began. Pretty much same thing. Hot dog sold at hot dog stands in New York, I think, as well as Chicago when first on the scene, right? Hot dogs. Huh? We love hot dogs. We love it. So when's the last time, Carrie, you had a hot dog? Come on, fess up.
I don't even know.
Probably at a baseball game, right?
Last year, maybe. Maybe at a cookout sometime. Yeah, I don't really like hot dogs very much.
No. Not good for
you. I had them all the time when I was a kid, but not recently.
All right, Victoria, last time you had a hot dog?
I don't eat meat, so I was a kid, probably.
Oh, wow. right.
I've had some of the soy ones, and yeah. every once in a while, like if you're really hankering for that hot dog flavor,
what do they taste like? What's
they taste like a hot dog.
They do.
Oh. Yeah, it's just soy, but it's flavored, and if you put them on the grill, they're edible.
Yeah. All right. And Jennifer probably had one yesterday.
No, 4th of July.
I was going to say, she had an $80 hot dog at the Dodgers.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. That's about right. So, in television news, now 45 past the hour, the Emmys have been announced. So, if you're a fan of The Handmaid's Tale, Big Little Lies, they were left off the Emmy nominations this year.
It was some kind of rule, wasn't it?
That they missed the deadline.
Yeah, it just was too far from the deadline.
So we'll hear all about those shows next year at the Emmys.
Right.
Because there's a window of when stuff premieres.
When
and
it's
that's,
actually on the air?
Yeah, it's like the Oscars when a movie comes out. You know, there's a deadline for a movie being released to qualify.
People were going crazy about it, though. It's not like they were, like, ignored or snubbed. How weird is that?
All right, so the show, the Emmy Awards, are on the 22nd of September. In L.A., drama series, Better Call Saul. Don't know anything about that show. Bodyguard.
Spinoff of Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, I know, the guy who plays Saul. Yeah, he's a great character actor. Game of Thrones is up, Killing Eve. That's really quite an interesting show. Have you seen any of the episodes?
I haven't, but I have friends who love it.
What's her face, Oh?
Sandra Oh.
Yeah. Sandra Oh. Yeah.
What's her face, Oh?
What's her face, Oh?
She's Irish.
Ozark, Posse with Pose. What is that? I don't know that one.
It's a show on Netflix. I think it's on FX, but it's also on Netflix.
Is there anything from any regular network on here? I don't see anything from any network.
This Is Us is from NBC.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Succession, I've tried to get into it. I've tried to understand it because a couple of really long-time character actors and that, I don't get it, frankly. I mean, I get it, but I don't get it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Outstanding lead actor, Jason Bateman. Sterling K. Brown, Kit Harington, Bob Odenkirk. That's the guy I was trying to think of. Bill.
He's Saul, isn't he? Yeah. Bob Odenkirk, he's the lead?
Yeah. He recognizes his face, you see him. Milo Ventimiglia. Did I get that? Pretty close, right?
Ventimiglia.
Him, too.
Pretty close.
From This Is Us, right. Lead actress, Emilia Clarke, Jodie Comer, Viola Davis, Laura Linney, Mandy Moore, Sandra Oh, Robin Wright.
See, I'm excited that Jodie Comer is nominated for Killing Eve, because in the past it's only been Sandra Oh, even though they're both leads in it.
Oh,
so
that's
cool.
Is.
And she's only like 22 or something. So
she's older than that. But she's was in that British series about the king in the 10th, 11th century. I forget what it's called. I think it was something of the Rose, White Princess, something like that. I see these things on the plane all the time. That's all I wear. That's the only reason I know these shows exist. Comedy series Barry. I don't understand.
Barry is
great
awesome.
Actors.
Oh my God, I love Barry.
Weird. It's so.
We
weird.
Got into it. I've never laughed and been like on the edge of my seat in one show ever. The acting is incredible. The writing is great. Everybody this year got nominated. The whole cast is nominated for Barry. Yeah. So it's very cool.
Fleabag.
And Schitt's Creek. Schitt's Creek made it.
Yep. Right. Veep made it. Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which is the most overrated. I don't begin to understand that piece of crap.
I agree.
People love that.
It's very divisive. People either love it and talk about it all the time, or they hate it.
The Good Place is really great, too.
I was happy
to see that, actually.
Anthony Anderson, Don Cheadle, Ted Danson, Michael Douglas, Bill Hader, Eugene Levy, actress in comedy series, Christina Applegate, Rachel Brosnahan, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Natasha Lyonne, Catherine O'Hara, Phoebe Waller-Bridge. There we go. Hi.
Okay.
Jen, what do we have tonight?
Tonight, so we've got a spinoff on Suits. So a series premiere of a show called Pearson on USA. Jessica Pearson is a character. If you're a fan of Suits, then you should check this one out.
Suits is still on too. Suits is having its final season this season as well.
Right. This is just a spinoff from Pearson. So you can check that out if you're interested. 10 o'clock. Doctor Who premieres on BBC. That's the late night pick tonight. And 8 Days to the Moon and Back on PBS, celebrating the 50th anniversary.
anniversary of Apollo 11. You can check that out at 9 o'clock on the networks. Game Show Night on ABC with Pressure Luck, Card Sharks, and Match Game Love Island still going strong on CBS. Fox has a new episode of Master Chef and First Responders Live tonight.
Good job, Jennifer! It's the start the hour, end the hour. It's 10 before the hour.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Past the hour, Tech Talk time here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan is ready to go. So those of you who have used TurboTax and wondered how we're, are they really on the up and up? Victoria's
the answer to that is no.
No. Okay, go ahead. Let's
have a new investigation into TurboTax found that the company was facing lower revenues following the passage of President Trump's 2017 tax law. So in order to keep the profits up, they decided to start targeting lower income individuals with paid versions of their tax filing software that used to be offered free. So the move basically helped TurboTax, which the parent company is called Intuit. They were able to offset potential losses from this tax law, and which essentially it doubled the standard deduction, or the amount that you can subtract from your income before income tax sets in, and that made a number of users of its deluxe version eligible for the free version.
Deluxe version, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So in a ploy to keep deluxe users paying for the service, TurboTax began moving forms that it used to offer in its free version that primarily helped low-income individuals, college students, things like that. Essentially, it moved those forms to the deluxe tier, so you couldn't find the forms unless you paid for the upgrade service. And so, essentially, people who never should have had to pay for this service, people who didn't make... if you make less than $60,000 a year, by law, you are supposed to be able to file your taxes free. And essentially, this deluxe version pushed everybody in that category up into the paying category. So much so that in May, Intuit announced that their third quarter earnings were up by 10%.
Wow, what a surprise!
And unfortunately, when they looked into this, this was a couple different investigative outlets got together and did this investigation together, and essentially they found, and this is where it's really infuriating, the people who were most affected by TurboTax's scheme were the unemployed, the disabled, and students who, of course, are facing mounting, you know, college loan debt. Yeah. And they said even more exploitive is that a lot of people were lured into the free tax tier, but not its free file version.
Right.
And so this is just...
The bottom line here is don't believe everything that you hear in an ad, unless it's on this program.
Yeah. And then the other thing that they did that's really shady, they removed the free filing link from Google searches. So if you searched for free filing through TurboTax, it didn't exist. They moved it. And so essentially, if you couldn't find it, you had to pay for the deluxe version. It's just it's a ripoff. It's an absolute ripoff.
Well, they are the mortgage lender. There's a mortgage lender that's tied to them, and there's some other company that's tied to them that's very profitable. So they've got an interesting business model going. Up in a moment, Mickey D's and DoorDash together, but now Apple Watch suspending the walkie-talkie feature.
The Geek Out. When the current Series 4 version of the Apple Watch came out, one of the cool new features was called Walkie Talkie, which does exactly what the name says, allowing users to talk to each other without a phone, Dick Tracy style, right through the watch. But last week, Apple was forced to suspend the feature after a security flaw in the app was brought to their attention. Apparently, hackers could potentially use Walkie Talkie to also listen in on a user's iPhone conversation without consent. Now, there's no evidence the flaw has ever actually been used, but while the hole is being patched up, the app has been disabled. So if you're a user of the feature and wondering why it ain't working, we've posted info about the Apple Watch walkie-talkie drama on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Hop into the all-new greater than ever Corolla, now with a redesigned sporty exterior. The Toyota Safety Sense 2.0 comes standard with advanced tech safety features, bringing peace of mind to every drive. Go to toyota.com/testmiles for details.
Media outlets, Victoria, reporting McDonald's is going to use DoorDash. Man, I'm wondering how this is going to work.
Yeah, so starting July 29th, if you want to order delivery from McDonald's, you cannot use Uber Eats anymore. They have been replaced with DoorDash, and they will start delivering for McDonald's starting in Houston, Texas on the 29th, and then they're going to roll out to 200 other locations.
What's the difference between the two companies? They're both the same sort of thing.
Uber Eats is basically when Uber drivers don't have a ride, they can pick up a food delivery for someone.
They get free food?
The drivers? No. Yeah. They're picking up someone else's food that they've already paid for.
How do you know if it's French fries, how do you know the driver doesn't help himself to your French fries?
You don't know that.
See?
You're right. Well, DoorDash they've been claiming 32% of sales among all the delivery companies. Uber Eats is now dropped to 19% of the sales. And so this is a big deal for McDonald's. It's a big deal for DoorDash. And bad news for Uber. Really, Uber can't catch a break here.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll lift you into the next reality. Get it? See what I'm doing there?
So
Uber,
I see
lifted
that.
Into the next reality. Okay. 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.